Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
On this day back in 1976, it was ABBA that knocked Queen off the number one spot on the singles chart with their single Mamma Mia. Queen's single Bohemian Rhapsody had enjoyed a 9-week run at the top. And by coincidence, Queen's single contained the famous Mamma Mia line.
Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, let me go.
Mamma Mia, here I go again. Mamma, how can I resist you?
8 years later, in 1984, Queen's Radio Gaga entered the charts at number four. The track, which was released after Queen's recording and touring hiatus of over a year, spent 11 weeks in the chart, peaking at number two. On this day back in 1987, Paul Simon went back to number one on the album chart with Graceland. The album stayed on the chart for a total of 101 weeks. Graceland later won the 1987 Grammy Award for Album of the Year, and a year later in 1988, the Grammy Award for Record of the Year. Here's Paul Simon.
I think that the long-lasting effect of Graceland will be the way that musicians from different cultures can interact and play together. It was the most successful example of an intercultural musical experience, the most successful in terms of popularity. It was a very big hit all over the world.
Ooh, in Graceland, in Graceland, I'm going to Graceland.
I got this feeling.
Justin Timberlake turns 39 today. He's enjoyed numerous hits in his career. As for his introduction to the music industry, that was in 1993 when he was cast for the Mickey Mouse Club.
That was the most influential experience I ever had. I mean, we were 10 years old. We got to learn how to be on camera. We got to learn how to write, dance, sing, act. I mean, my relationship with that is like the ultimate feels.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling.
You may call it in.
And also having a birthday today, Marcus Mumford, English musician best known as the lead singer of Mumford & Sons. Today in Music for Friday, the 31st of January, Mix 104.9.